Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, May 2nd. Gray County says road work is set to get underway around the county. It'll include work on Gray Road 9, 12, 14, 25, 28, 30, and 119. The county says it's investing millions into its road network through construction and resurfacing, bridge rehabilitation, and surface repairs. You can find timelines and more details about exactly where the work will be on each road on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. Bruce County has chosen to allow off-road vehicles and snowmobiles on Bruce Road 23. It's amending a bylaw to allow them to use that road instead of users needing to take a 30-kilometer detour using multiple roads to access the county rail trail. Gray Bruce Public Health is advising the community about two measles exposure locations identified during contact tracing into a new confirmed case of the virus in an unvaccinated Gray Bruce resident. One location is No Frills in Owen Sound on April 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then Food Basics in Owen Sound on the same day in the same time window. Public Health says if you were there, confirm you are vaccinated, and if not, contact your doctor or public health and watch for measles symptoms, which generally start 7 to 21 days after exposure. Symptoms can include a high fever, cold-like symptoms, sore eyes, sensitivity to light, and a rash. It looks like Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre will be running in a by-election for a seat in the House of Commons after losing his Ottawa Carleton seat Monday night. Alberta Conservative MP-elect Damian Couric has agreed to resign so Poilievre can run for his seat. Couric has been an MP since 2019. Poilievre called his resignation a selfless act and added he would work to earn the trust of the people in the Battle River Crowfoot riding. Prime Minister Mark Carney has said he'd call a by-election as soon as possible. King Charles will deliver the newly elected federal government's speech from the throne. Prime Minister Mark Carney says the King and Queen Camilla are visiting Canada at the end of the month. Carney also said today he's due to visit U.S. President Trump on Tuesday, May 6th. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 235 points to 25,031. The Dow Jones is up 564 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.4 U.S. cents, up 19 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $58.52, down 72 cents a barrel. In sports, the Winnipeg Jets will try to punch their ticket into round two of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Game six between the Jets and St. Louis Blues is underway at 8 this evening. Only one other first-round series remains unsettled. Tomorrow, the Dallas Stars and Colorado Avalanche play game seven. No start date announced yet for the Toronto Maple Leafs, Florida Panthers second-round series. In Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays will go for their third straight win tonight when they open a weekend set at home against the Cleveland Guardians. Chris Bassett starts for the Jays. And former Olympic champion swimmer Maggie McNeil will be in Owen Sound this weekend.
After 16 years and two Olympics, it's hard to look at swimming sometimes as, oh, I got into it because I loved the sport and had fun doing it, and it became more about the results and the times, which isn't necessarily a good thing. So working with young kids has really brought back kind of the passion and the enjoyment I have of the sport.
The Owen Sound Aquatic Club is welcoming McNeil at the YMCA pool tomorrow morning to lead sessions with their young swimmers. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Gray Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Cloudy tonight, 40-kilometer wind gusts becoming light, a low of plus 2. Clearing Saturday afternoon, a high around 13 degrees, the UV index 7 or high. Increasing cloudiness Sunday and a high around 16 degrees. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.